Current State, back for Monday, February 1st. We are glad you are here. I'm Mark Bayshore. Every kid is a brilliant artist in their parents' eyes and in the eyes of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing. The organization wants to support the budding artists of tomorrow by bringing working artists into Lansing classrooms. Current State's April Van Buren is here to tell us more. So, April, were you an artsy kid in elementary school?
Oh, I was definitely one of the kids who loved art class, mostly because it wasn't gym class, which it was a subject I did not excel in. And I'm pretty sure my parents have a couple of my creations still displayed around the house.
Of course.
So it was a fun trip down memory lane to sit in on one of the Arts Council's artist-in-residence classes last week.
It's a busy afternoon in the library of Lyons Elementary School in South Lansing. Artist Liz Walagala takes a seat at a small table that barely reaches her knees. 16 third graders from Mr. Rivera's class gather around as she picks up a thick piece of foam board cut into an amorphous blob.
It doesn't even matter if you make a mistake because you can go over it with oil pastel.
With a black Sharpie, she begins to sketch out a portrait of student Alaysia Riley.
So I'm going to start by putting in her hair. That's your bun. Then I'm going to make an ear right here.
Today, the students are learning about Pablo Picasso, and they're working on their own versions of the famous painter's cubist masterpieces. Misshapen eyes and backwards noses peer out from a background of colorful shapes and patterns.
This piece, this boy, made this ear that sticks out in these wonderful shapes and colors, and the arm goes out on this, and it looks like a teapot. That's what all the kids have been saying. It's fantastic. I mean, I don't think I could have come up with that in a million years, and I can tell you Picasso is smiling taking a look at that.
It looks like a pretty typical art class. But at Lyons and other Lansing elementary schools, this kind of lesson is a special occurrence. In 2013, the Lansing School District was facing a major deficit. And so, like other struggling schools around the country, elective classes got scaled way back. 87 arts, music, and physical education teachers across the district were let go. Many in the Lansing community were outraged. But the district had to find a way to deal with over $9 million of debt.
And so things have to change and things have to be reconfigured.
That's Debbie Makula. She's the executive director of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing. The organization was one of the most vocal opponents of the changes that took place in 2013. But over the past 2.5 years, the Arts Council and the school district started to build a new relationship.
We then started to work in partnership. They then brought back six of the specialists, and we felt that while they took a tiny step forward, we could take a tiny step forward, and this was our reaction to saying, we want to work with you, we want to make sure that Lansing school children are not forgotten within the arts world.
To be clear, arts weren't just thrown out with the bathwater. The district did keep some of their art, music, and gym teachers on as consultants. Those specialists work with classroom teachers to come up with different lesson plans and activities. But Debbie says there's still a gap in high-quality arts programming for these kids. And that's where the Arts Council stepped in.
This is a really nice piece, the way she has all the face all broken up into various shapes.
Liz Walagala is here as part of their new artist-in-residency program, which was launched this month. The idea is to bring working artists into the classroom to supplement the work of district specialists and classroom teachers. Six artists, two visual artists, two dancers, and two musicians, will work with students in different elementary schools across the city.
And each of the programs looks a little different.
That's program coordinator Myla Thoreau. She's been working with Lansing schools since September to help develop and implement the program. Myla says Liz and the other artists aren't just teaching students about cubism or the difference between the bass and the treble clef. They're also integrating the students' core curriculum into those lessons.
So it's not just about having fun, but it's about learning in a different way and learning to be more creative, to problem solve in a different way.
The idea is that, yes, art can be a form of creative expression, but it's also a powerful learning tool for other subjects, Numerous studies have found that students in classrooms with arts integration are more engaged and successful in school overall. That's something Myla has already seen firsthand.
Within 5 minutes of the first class, there was a student who apparently never participated in class and struggled with everything, with following directions. And he had three staff members with him. And within 5 minutes of class, he was moving around and having so much fun, and they were gasping in the corner with excitement and all giddy because this child was so excited. And I heard over and over, he finally found something he likes.
A lot of people can probably relate to that moment when you finally find your niche. Maybe it was playing on the volleyball team or joining the debate club. For Debbie Makula, it was theater. She says being involved in the performing arts played a huge role in her own development.
The understanding that I have of how to be creative and how to work collaboratively, how to work as a team member, how to be articulate in what we talk about, all of that came from my upbringing in the theater.
Debbie says those are the kind of skills that students will need to succeed in the 21st century economy. STEM, an abbreviation of science, technology, engineering, and math, has been a buzzword in the education community for a while now. But an increasing number of educators are interested in throwing arts into that mix, including the Lansing School District. It has two magnet schools dedicated to so-called STEAM learning. With changing education standards and tightening budgets in many districts, Debbie says it might be time for a new model of arts education.
A comprehensive, balanced and sequential in-school arts infrastructure, which means that the classroom teacher is doing a lot of art to integrate art into their work within history, within math, within science. We're also talking about specialists who come into the classroom and are able to work with the classroom teacher to continue to do that kind of artwork and that creativity. And then we're also talking about then the other piece of the model is bringing those in the community into the schools as well to show them that there are jobs available within the arts, that art for art's sake is a good thing.
The Artist in Residence program is still small. Debbie says she hopes to eventually be able to serve schools in Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. But she says what they have now is a good start. Program coordinator Myla Thoreau agrees. She says there's just something special about having a working artist in the classroom.
I think every child has a dream of what they want to become when they're older. And seeing an artist in action gives them a role model, someone to look up to, and not just an idea in their head. It's, you know, a tangible thing. I could do this. And could I imagine doing this? And then they have the opportunity to ask them firsthand, well, how did you get here? And, well, what if I want to do this?
And who knows? One of these third graders might just be the next Picasso.
Oh, my nose kind of looks like a triangle. And my eyes look like circles.
For Current State, this is April Van Buren.